I had a unique opportunity two of the last three Wednesday nights to speak to a group of prisoners up at the Grafton Prison. And the topic I spoke on was a biblical view of manhood and what it was also to have a Christian worldview and to work that into a biblical view of manhood. And one of the verses that I opened the whole session with was this verse that's very familiar to you from 1 Corinthians 13. When I was a child, I used to speak as a child, think as a child, reason as a child, but when I became a man, I did away with childish things. And what I shared with these men was that the world tells them that you don't have to take responsibility, but the biblical view of manhood or of what it means to be a true human being, especially one who is committed to Christ, is one who takes responsibility for their actions. Well, in our confession of sin, we are taking responsibility for our actions. We're acknowledging to God that we have messed up, that we have sinned, that we have defiled His law, that we have turned our back on Him and walked away numerous times, far too many times than we can enumerate. So my encouragement this morning to you as you confess your sins is the simple statement for you men especially, be a man. Okay? For you women, be a woman. And what it means is to put away childish things, to acknowledge your sin. So let's go before our Lord and acknowledge our sin. Lord Jesus, it is childish to sin, and it is even more childish to not acknowledge our sin. So this morning, before our holy God, we confess our failures, that we have broken your law, that we have turned our backs upon you, that we have gone our own way, that we have failed, and that we have far too often returned to our childish ways. But, oh Lord, we take responsibility. And as we confess our sins, we confess your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are a God whose mercy is never ending, whose love extends to the ends of the earth, whose grace saves even me. So, Lord, make us adults. May we face you with our sins. May we benefit from your grace. We turn to you this morning and away from our wickedness. For the sake of our Lord and Savior, dear Jesus Christ, in his name we pray. Amen.
Our confession of faith will continue with the Westminster Confession of Faith Shorter Catechism. I always like to start with a couple of review questions. Why are we here? What's the chief end of man? What's the primary purpose of man? Right, exactly. To glorify God and enjoy Him forever. And what's the principal rule, the principal authority by which we learn how to glorify God and enjoy Him forever? I think I'm hearing the Scriptures, the Bible, the Word of Truth. The last time we talked about, we were in the questions about sin. By the way, what is sin? How do we know what sin is? Here, somebody talk a little louder over here. Any one of conformity. Thank you, Matt. Yeah, God's law defines what sin is. We don't make up our own laws. We don't decide. The government doesn't decide. Political correctness doesn't decide. God decides what our obligations are, and any violation of them is sin. And now we're going to go into the area about the fall and the effect of fall on man. Question 17. This is one where the current English versions are helpful in understanding, so I'll read each of them after we do traditional form. I'll read the question. Please join me in the answer. Into what estate did the fall bring mankind? The fall brought mankind into an estate of sin and misery. The modern version puts it this way. What happened to man in the fall? Man fell into a condition of sin and misery. Question 18. Wherein consists the sinfulness of that estate whereinto man fell? The sinfulness of that estate whereinto man fell consists in the guilt of Adam's first sin, the want of original righteousness, and the corruption of his whole nature, which is commonly called original sin, together with all the actual transgressions which proceed from it. Modern English puts it this way: what is sinful about man's fallen condition? The sinfulness of that fallen condition is twofold. First, in what is commonly called original sin, there is the guilt of Adam's first sin with its lack of original righteousness and the corruption of his whole nature. Second, there are the specific acts of disobedience that come from original sin. And then the last question we'll address today: what is the misery of that estate whereinto man fell? All mankind, by their fall, lost communion with God, are under his wrath and curse, so that they are liable to all miseries in this life, to death itself, and to the pains of hell forever. In the modern version, by their fall, all mankind lost fellowship with God and brought his anger and curse on themselves. They are therefore subject to all the miseries of this life, to death itself, and to the pains of hell forever. That's a pretty dismal picture. Next time we'll talk about the Redeemer, which redeems us from that situation.